Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
What's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. Before I get started, just want to tell you about some gigs I'm doing in the very near future. We kick off on our Irish tour this Friday at Letterkenny, which is sold out on the 1st of March. Then there's a bit of a gap, and then we have the 20th of March in Limerick at Dolan's. And then the 20th of March, said that twice, 29th of March, Galway, Roisin Dubh, 30th of March, Cork, Cypress Avenue, 31st of March, Drogheda, the TLT, 7th of April, Dundalk at the Spirit Store, which is sold out. So we added a second show the week after on the 14th of April. That's for the Spirit Store in Dundalk. So go to colingettis.com, get your tickets, and I'll see you on the motherfucking road. And while you're at it, while you're over at colingettis.com, you could get yourself one of the remaining tickets for the 22nd of November at the Waterfront Hall for my show, Goat, Get Us on Another Tour. That will be a brand new show if you'd seen me last year at any of the bigger gigs. And that's it, my guys. Colingettis.com. Grab yourself some tickets, and I'll see yous out there, motherfuckers. Enjoy the podcast. We have a very chill podcast here in the Lavery's Green Room with Paddy Raff, Jack McGee, and Kieran Franco, where we had a nice little chat pre-gig. Enjoy it, folks. Take it easy.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Right about now, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter.
Jettis. It's Jettis, actually.
You were saying about the fucking, like sitting like a Buddha. I went there, like, on Tuesday to a fucking first time ever poetry open mic thing. And this guy, like, you're...
To watch or to participate?
To watch, like, for... Yeah. It was on, like, a date thing, so I didn't have any choice. Like.
A date thing?
Yeah. One of them date things.
One of them date things. It was like a date.
But, yeah, it was like... But before the read of the poem, this can say trigger warning. So, like, trigger warning. This poem's about substance abuse. Trigger warning. This song, like, it's about suicide, this poem. But this one boy at the back, this big fat fella, was steaming. Clearly, he did not know where he was. And he kept raising his hand, going, "No, I'm triggered. I'm triggered." And then they asked him to leave, and he just sat there in silence like a big fucking Buddha and refused to leave.
How weird. I mean, like, whose idea was this to go on the date? Or not the date, but to go to the poetry?
I was gigging, and they were like, "Well, I'm at this poetry thing, so you can come around and come up and watch." And then I was like, "This is going to be crap." But then, because that fella refused to leave, and it's six guys in cardigans going, "You need to leave now." It was fucking unreal.
"You need to leave, or I'm going to take out my BlackBerry and phone the authorities." Yeah, all those dudes, alt phones.
Yeah. We're like, sitting screaming James Joyce quotes at him, like,
"Fuck, you can. You need a gun to my head to go to a poetry night."
Yeah. What rhymes with trigger warning as well? Like,
yeah.
Well, I don't want to say it out loud right now.
Sorry, trigger warning.
My guest today on the podcast, two racists. Now, I'll do a bit of an intro here, will I?
Yeah.
I'll do a bit of an intro. It's very official. Guys, welcome to the General Banter Podcast casting couch. We got great feedback last week about this podcast.
Yeah.
People said it was very laid back and chilled. So we're doing it again every week for the rest of the time. My guest today, Kieran Franco, Jack McGee. Yeah, but you can put the chair in after. Is this not your first time in Lavery's? Your first time in Lavery's?
Second. I done it back when, like, I first started, 2019.
Jesus Christ.
I know, that's a long time ago.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Feel bad now. I feel bad.
Just cut the hook retention.
Yeah. I'm like, "And how did that go?"
I don't know. You didn't have the casting couch then, like, you know.
No, there's no casting couch. You just had to stand in the corner.
Yeah.
Those are the worst gigs, you know, like,
aye.
We were one of them where you just were, like, standing in the corner, fucking shaking, and everyone could see you, and then you just had to go on.
So I started after COVID. So before that, was it just you waited out there as well? Like,
so it changed, like, whenever it was, I mean, like, years ago when it was, like, once, it wasn't even once a month, it was, like, once a quarter, the stage was, like, the far end where the front doors are.
Yeah.
Like, you come in the door and people were on, like, on stage. It wasn't stage, doing stand-up, like, right on the left there. And then, like, yeah, where did it go after that? Yeah, we used to just sit in the corner, basically. And there's like a wee storage cupboard now, and you would sort of dip in there and write a wee set and come back out and stand with your drink or whatever.
And just wait, like...
And then you would have to just go on, but we had no sound tech or nothing, so you had to just, like, run past the stage, the desk, and go like, yeah, we're back! And then, like, fucking turn the music off yourself and all, and then we're like, hey, we're back, pretend you didn't see me. And then it moved from there to the far end until I got the pillar done. Now it's, like, sideways. The room's, like, sideways.
Yeah, it's lethal. It's, like, it's just fucking, like, proper, like, the music and all when you're going on. You're like, it's pumping, man.
That's class.
It just takes 10 years of work, that's it. Still changes, still can't settle on anything, like.
Yeah, you're just chopping and changing. Like,
every week, you're like, right, even sort of last week, they, you know, like, all the comedians were running up the right-hand side, and then they just put all the seats over so you could just go up closer to the middle.
The, like, straight up with the parting? Because when I came, you were right up the side the first time.
Yeah, which is a nightmare, because... They put new speakers in, you have to duck under the speakers.
Yeah.
There was a clip, and I was raging because it wasn't, like, wide enough, the shot, but there's this drunk Scottish girl, and she was, like, asleep on her husband's, like, shoulder, and then she'd, like, wake up and fucking shit, and then, like, back asleep. And then she got up at one point to go to the toilet and stumbled forward into me on stage.
Oh, fuck.
And I was like, Jesus Christ, I thought I was being attacked. And then she walked off the stage. And obviously the lights are in your face, and then they go away, and the speaker was right in front of her, and she fucking, not like I've hit my head on it, but she just fucking had it, like, head
on. Poetic justice, like, fucking cool.
Then I made some joke about Scottish people just headbutting everything when they're having a good time. And then, like, fucking, I was raging too, because I was just out of shot, because it would have been a great clip, like.
Scottish woman takes
her brain in her. She didn't even feel it, like, she was absolutely fucking hammered.
There's a weird thing now I've noticed of, like, people falling asleep at gigs, just from what you were saying there, like,
yeah,
like, it wasn't a thing before the pandemic.
There was the gig, one of the first gigs we done together, it was the one in North Belfast, that bar, it was called The Last Drop.
Yes. Changed,
and there was, like, a fella, and he was just sitting in the corner sleeping the whole time,
like, full on, like, jeds.
He got a full 8 hours in that bar, like, just left there, like, I was quite jealous of him.
He's got his wee sleep app going and all.
Yeah, like, completed all his rings, like,
the sleep goals.
Yeah,
I don't want to get one of those.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, if I see how much REM sleep or whatever, and say I've only got about 6 hours, I'll start getting anxious, being like, right, well, I need to catch up on 2 hours at some stage today.
Mm.
Right ahead of me, like.
Good excuse for a nap, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, the best, I mean, like, I don't think I've had enough sleep in 5 years.
It's...
I don't think I've, like, every day, I mean, it's like just like filling a car up just to the point where it has enough fuel.
Yeah.
That's me, like, every day.
63% charge.
Every time I fucking go to bed, there's like, one shot of fucking fuel left in the tank, and it's like, it's just absolutely pass out.
Do you ever go for, like, because I think naps are dangerous as well, because, like, some naps you wake up from and you feel like you're just coming out of an acid trip.
No, I'm good at naps. I'm good at naps, man. I'm good at even, like, 15-minute naps.
The siestas, the fucking...
Siestas?
Yeah.
Siesta?
The most North Belfast accent. That's our siesta, hey?
A fucking siesta. No, I was doing material about it, that work in progress, where I was like, I thought I had all sorts of, you know, like, mental health issues till I had a child. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, I thought I had anxiety and couldn't sleep and all. Yeah. And then you have a child and you're like, oh, no, I was just one tired enough.
Yeah.
And now I'm, like, absolutely fucking exhausted.
Yeah.
What was the line? It was like, yeah, now I could sleep in the street in Gaza. which people are, I mean, like, very sensitive about that now.
Mm. There was a gig I'd done, and it was one of my girls I used to work with came to see me, and the headliner was doing stuff about that, and she said, and message going, didn't get to see you at the end because he was disgusting, the headliner, and I walked out, and I was like, you don't need to put it in the message, like, either, like.
Disgusting. Yeah. In here?
No, was it my Mandela, the Queens one.
Who was talking about Gaza in there?
Vittorio.
Vittorio?
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Fucking Italian edgelord.
Yes.
Chris.
Hey, man?
You can come in, like, it's not that serious. I thought you were going to extend the legs out, Dave, so you didn't have to fucking hold it up all fucking night.
Good for the forearms.
Do you need to do some tech bits?
Yes.
You can be in and out, Jack. Fucking know what I mean? In and out. It's been the real... Oh, nice. Nice.
Not your first rodeo, sir.
Is when the real casting couch starts.
Jack's been called out for a specific reason.
Yeah.
How much do you want to make it in this industry?
Dave, lock that door. How quickly do you want a headline?
turn the fan back on just to make sure.
How quickly does that mouth want to go to work? Oh, fuck. How fat do I look in the corner here? Fat as just trying to chill. How was last night?
Really good fun, yeah. Yeah. Lethal, like it was good crack, so it was.
Unreal. How long have you been in stand-up now?
So I started just after the pandemic. It was like a message, the Pavilion messaged, and Ronan Linsky sort of said to me. And then Ronan said, yeah, I'll give you a date, a stand-up spot on this date. And I never mentioned it again. So I went out the night before, and then at like 1 o'clock that day, Ronan messaged me going, you still good for this gig today at 3 o'clock? And I went, fuck me, like,
yeah.
So I ran down, like, dying. Yeah. But it went okay. So and then Ronan was like, I'll give you a couple more and stuff.
That's pretty, do you know what? That's probably better that you didn't really have that much time to think about it. You just fucking jumped in.
Yeah, it was that shit. And as soon as I arrived, they were like, right, you're on third. So, and it was just after COVID. So it was kind of like people were, it was like a full room. So it was like really, only like a year and a half in that it's the COVID sort of boom start to go down, and I experienced sort of playing the like rooms that weren't like
jammed like, all the time. Yeah.
Because people talk about the Pav before I started.
I haven't been up there in a year. Like, I remember, I think my first gig was there, and I'd gigged there for a while, and then maybe this kicked off or something. Just never went back that often.
Yeah.
Isn't this shit next door? It's like a fucking gospel church.
Songs of Praise by?
Yeah, fucking.
The hymns of our Lord.
Lord save us. What the fuck was that? Oh, right, so didn't go for years, and then me and Mickey were like, just out one night fucking in the car, and he was like, well, we'll go to the Pav for the crack. And I was like, aye, let's go. And fucking went down thinking, ah, well, this is some old school shit. We'll get up here and do some new bits and all. Got down, quite literally nobody there.
Just comics?
And nobody turned up. And I was like, no, I'm not staying for this. We just left. Luke was like, I'll put you on the list and all. And then I was like, you can go ahead and take me off that.
Yeah, I'm on my way home.
Yeah. Because these boys are all just bricking it about their gig. So no one's going to be fucking listening at all.
Well, that's like, sometimes when we run the open mic in Madden's Bar, like, it's a lot of the times where it's just, like, comedians, and you're waiting to go on, you're not laughing at anyone else, you're just sitting there going over your own lines and stuff, so it's basically just getting up to rehearse.
Nightmare! Yeah. Absolute fucking nightmare. I did the Pav one night, and I'd been going a wee while, like, I'd probably done stand-up for about 5 years or something, maybe.
Yeah.
And I smoked at the time, remember, because I was like smoking outside, and there was three fellas come up to me in suits, and they were like, well, fuck me, buy a blender and all this here. And I was like, all right, boys. And he was like, what are you doing here? And I was like, oh, I have a gig upstairs. And he's like, oh, is there stand-up upstairs now? And I was like, yep.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
So I went up, I was on early, so I went up and just went on, and like about 20 minutes later, they all paid in. There was about fucking 15 of them in suits, and they all sat down, and I was at the bar, and they're all like waving over and all that, and then there was the break, and the guy was like, fuck's sake, these are all shite, no, when are you on? And I was like, I've been on and all, and the guy was like, well, you fucking been on? Fuck, shouting at the other guy, he's been on already, and then they all just fucked up, but this was like, you know, obviously the Pavs was like half the crowd.
Yeah.
You know, and they all just fucking disappeared. I was like, sorry, but they're getting money back and all.
They were fucking,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Give me back my £3 or whatever it was. Oh,
that's slay. Like.
There was once where I put it up on Facebook, like, oh, I'm doing stand-up comedy. I think it was my second gig. And a load of lads I went to school with that I hadn't seen in like 5 years came. And were polite for me and then started basically doing the exact same. And Luke got up on stage, wasn't meant to do a set, and just started ripping into them, like.
Hmm.
And they went out to the smoking area, and we're like, I'm not coming back in there until he fucks off. Like, he runs the gig.
Luke's got that, like, you know, I'm so nice type thing, but then he will just be, like, unnecessarily mean, and then you're like, Jesus Christ, man, where'd that come out of?
Yeah.
He had all the ones in the chamber. Like, did you learn to whisper in a helicopter?
Burn, big burn from a gamer.
Yeah, when luck goes for you, you know you've fucked up.
Yeah,
like, yeah, yeah.
Fuck's sake. So what age are you?
Me, I'm 25.
What age are you?
31. Which is fucking mental. Like,
I'm 37. Which is even more disgusting.
When's your birthday?
26th of October. Then I'll be 38.
Oof. And then 2 years to 40?
Yeah.
That's our time.
40, bro, that is grim. Like,
yeah.
Well, it's not really these days. You know, people fucking develop a lot later. You know, if you're one of them millennial boys.
Yeah.
What do you call it? A frontal cortex or something?
One of them ones. Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah, that's it.
Mine's fucked.
Some boy I seen put an Instagram caption when he came 25, like, frontal cortex completed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said, just
fucking
smoking
joints in his room. In his mass house. Now, I always wonder, like, you're 25, there's definitely, it went away a bit in, like, my generation.
Yeah.
Where, like, the only people doing stand-up were fucking lunatics, like. Like, there was, like, they tried everything else, and then they all just seemed to fall into this one wee thing. And then the next wave, when there was, like, way more stand-up to watch, people were like, oh, I've seen this a lot. I think I'd like to try it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of, I hear stories about those, like, when I started the PAV, they were, like, saying, like, oh, that's what it used to be like with this fella and this fella. And oh, mental. Yeah.
You do still have to deal with the odd lunatic, like, but back in the day, you were just like, oh, there's, like, 3 or 4 people in this lineup that could shoot up a school, like,
yeah.
Like, no, yeah. Bother. No bother. And they always say things like, you know, it's literally like that Always Sunny bit. They're like, I'm not going for laughs. I'm going for the truth. And you're like, well, that'll do well.
It's like the Back to the Future, you know, you aren't ready for that yet.
Oh, yeah.
Your kids are going to love it.
Yeah, some fucking lunatic's like, you're not ready for my bones.
There was the boy, like, he wasn't anything dark, but in Madden's one time, you there, and the boy got up, signed up to perform on the night, and just got up and just started doing, like, impressions. So going, like, this next guy, you might recognize him because he trained Luke Skywalker, and then started doing Yoda.
was he the guy that looked like Jimmy Savile?
No. That's he was there that night and heckled him, he goes, this
is
next
still
guy. I hope so. I hope he comes back.
The Savile lookalike, he does impressions.
Like, pure, like, long bleach blonde hair. You know, like Jimmy Savile in the, like, 70s?
Yeah.
And Young Savile?
Young Savile.
My rap name? Young Savile.
Did you watch the Steve Coogan?
I did.
It was fucking grim, like.
It was fucking unbelievable, though.
Yeah, performance-wise.
Yeah. Steve Coogan is a genius, like.
Yeah.
Even the hand movements and stuff.
Yeah, but, like, I was watching it. I'm obsessed with Jimmy Savile, don't know why. I've seen every documentary. Like, a fucking, it just, any of those, like, elite pedo ring things, I've seen all of them, and I don't know why. I'm just like... I think it's the balls of it, you know? You're just like, these people have just decided, I'm just going to do whatever the fuck I want. Like, it's insane, like.
There's a wild one on YouTube, like the Golden Circle or the...
There's that one. There's the one that's, there's like a guy on, like, is it Jersey?
Yeah.
On the island. He's made the documentary himself. It's been an hour and a half long. I watched every second of it, like.
The Peru one's good as well.
Yeah.
He goes back to look at the original documentary made with Savile. Yeah, that's really good as well.
Yeah, and Savile's basically just going like, I'm a paedophile. And he's like, I didn't realise.
He's laughing away with him one bit.
It's right in front of my face. But even when you see all the old stuff where he's like, he would just come into the office and just get changed.
Yeah.
You know, like, and everyone's like, what's he? He's wild, isn't he? Yeah. He's so... Like,
he's just a bit of a character.
He's such a character. I think there's a bit of that with, like, see, like, Russell Brand and all, where it's like, the guy's such a fucker. You know, he... Especially back then, like, looks mad, acts mad. Mm. You're just like, oh, well, it's not out of the ordinary for someone to do something weird.
Yeah.
Or like, I just fucking, you know, he sits on everyone's knee and, you know, motorboats their tits. That's fucking what he does. Like, he's a wild man.
That doc was fucking grim to watch as well, the one about him that came out. The fucking...
Yeah.
It was like, apparently, like, as well, that they've sort of not the fuck the legitimacy of it, but, like, because they use different voice actors and stuff.
Mm.
It just came across more dramatic, and apparently people said that lost the legitimacy of it.
Oh, wow, you play a bit of fucking cello music, and they're like, Arbor, you know that monster voice? Arbor's up here. But he is fucking, some of the things, like, they just find, like, the worst clips of them, and you're just like, people don't act like that. Like,
The 80s synth voice talking about, you know.
Wah, wah, wah. It's like Daft Punk telling a fucking abuse story.
Television.
That's
masturbation. I was listening on the car earlier. Absolutely pumping.
Yeah. Brand Russell. Brand. Touching, squeezing.
Bye, fucking.
What's
happening?
Bye. How's it
feel? George, jump in on this. Did you see the Savile fucking Steve Coogan thing where you played
Not
Savile?
Not yet.
Because I was watching it and I was so like drawn in by it that when they showed actual photographs of Jimmy Savile, I was like, oh, that's what he looks like.
Yeah.
I was completely sold on him the looking like Steve Coogan.
The wee sidekick he has in it as well is even fucking...
Yeah, he's...
He makes like, him call him like Fowler or something as well.
Yeah, oh, so weird. Like, so...
You've seen it then, aye?
That's fucking madness.
Because I saw the clips, somebody put the clips up of Steve Coogan doing him on Spitting Image.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's just... You can it's 100% spot on impression. That was back then, so like I can only imagine when he gets the whole. Does he do prosthetics or is it just like hair and makeup?
I think his nose.
He must have done a bit of nose. I think
like something going on. Like, but
when he's old, like really old at the end, like and he's on the beach going, "Come on, sit my lap."
Do you ever hear? I used to do like a joke about Jimmy Savile, and it was an actual true story. When my ma met him,
fuck.
No way.
It was like a closer of mine for fucking years, but it was completely just word for word true. Like, where, so she obviously like he was a fucking superstar back in the day. Like, and he was doing like the marathon here, staying in the Europa, but he also had like a trailer outside. He had the fucking caravan outside, and her along with you know thousands of other kids fucking showed up because Jimmy Savile was famous as fuck, and. She had like an annual, you know, like a Jimmy Savile annual type thing that you used to get, you know, football annuals.
Yeah,
looking shit.
Annuals.
Yeah.
Too young for that. Like, he's just outside.
These young pups. And she wanted it signed. And apparently he was saying to this crowd, like, I'm going to fucking, you know, go up and get a shower here and I'll come down and I'll sign anything you want at the trailer. And she told this whole story. But, you know, once again, it started with her going like, oh, I met whenever I met him, he was grand. we were all just like, fucking, what happened at all? She told the story. And she just got the book signed and went home. And my dad was like, so you're saying, you know, like you went to meet Jimmy Savile and, he told you to meet him around the side of the trailer. And he just went around and all he did was sign the book. And she was like, yes, aren't I so lucky? And my dad was like, you must have been a fucking munter. We like, back to the paper. Like, but it was like totally... That's just what happened, like word for word. That's the close. I mean, it's obviously fucking butchered it there. Like, but,
my auntie always like sort of takes credit for calling him out. From she was no age. She was always anytime he'd come on TV, fucking turn that over, dirty old bastard. You know, there was just something like she just could spot it a mile off. You know,
it is that like he worries on. Is it have I got news for you? And they're like, what do you do? And he goes, anyone and everyone.
Yeah,
fuck's sake.
It's the can you pass the eye test? You know that one. They say on like UFC. About steroids and all, do they pass that? Like, do they look like they're on steroids? He's the same. It's like, do you look like a paedophile?
Yeah,
absolutely.
There's a video on YouTube of him, and he's on like through the keyhole, and he comes on, and he's before he comes on because they say like you know they show you who the celebrity is before they come on for the audience, you know.
Yeah.
So when it shows who it is, and he's pointing at his top, and he's going like that, and you're like, what's it? And he comes out. And David Frost asked him, you know, you've been pointing to, what's this saying? It says, I am an animal and I will eat you or something it says on it. And he's like, and what does that mean? He says, you know, it's fair warning. You can't say I didn't warn you. Can't say I didn't warn you. Like fucking disclaimers on his top. But if you, it's still on YouTube and it's just chilling. Every opportunity he got, he made sure he was like, giving disclaimers, you know. Maybe he thought legally this is him cleared in the future, you know. Never went to court.
How do you fuck? I mean, like, I bet you that's what all the running was about. You know, just dealing with the guilt. Him just like,
what are you running from?
Like, yeah, literally, what the fuck are you running from?
I think that's why David Goggins is so like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think there's something
he's
there
in.
That he's like, because he's always running. I seen a clip the other day and it was his wife, like she's driving the car and she's like filming him running. It's like fucking 2 o'clock in the morning. She's like, we just got back from the gym 4 hours ago and David decided he wanted to go for a 100-mile run and this is what we have to do. And it's just, he's just running like 100 miles after going to the gym. Like, what has he done?
There's something wrong with him. Like,
he's hard work.
he's the hardest. stay hard. But it's like, yeah, I mean, it's inspirational for you to watch, to get you to do like 2 5Ks a week. But he doesn't need to actually be fucking on it every fucking day.
No, he's nothing left to prove. Like,
and then the stories, you know, he's all like, I ran until I got a pulmonary fucking... We call embolism. That shit embolism, yeah. And you're like, that's not impressive to anybody. You're just like, what the fuck? I ran till I was like coughing up blood.
Dave, go ahead, the camera.
Dave, go ahead, Dave. You fucking, you're the king, man. You fucking mad cunt.
Where have you buried the body? So, yeah. Like, do you know what I mean? He's done something like.
I mean, like, you know, if he dies and then, you know, his wife's, you know, speaking at the funeral, she'd be like, oh, we had great times, me. Just in the car there for 30 years, following him with fucking jelly babies.
I've only ever heard of this guy. I've never seen, like, I've heard of his name, like, said loads, and I've never even looked him up. So what is he, like, just...
Just screams at the camera.
Yeah.
Like, I probably have seen him then, but just never, he's fucking flicked on.
First couple of times, I was like, this guy's inspirational. Like, fifth time, I'm like, fuck me, he's hard work, as I said, like...
It's just like, what the fuck else does he do?
Yeah, just screaming at the camera and running. It's like, every now and then he'll go on Rogan. And then...
I wonder, could I bluff that? just get someone to follow me and like me just shuffling along through Omo Park. My wife just going, I've been following him for 4.5 hours now. Me just... fucking budge him down my t-shirt. Does anybody run?
Yeah. My knee has started to go though, like,
oh yeah,
and that's bad times. Like, yeah, I love running.
Yeah,
yeah.
What are you running from? After seeing all that,
where your body's buried. Yeah.
But let's just be silent. Until
please. Yeah, you can't say it and warn you. yeah, run's good.
Are any motherfuckers doing the boxing?
No, I don't think so. No,
no.
It's happening again.
Yeah.
Are you doing it?
Yeah.
Yeah? Ooh. Are you fighting?
Roland Boyle.
Oh, fuck.
Short draw.
I know.
Is that...
I was supposed to be fighting Talal, and then Shane was like, I think it'd be like a bigger fight if you fought Boyle. It would sell more pay-per-views for the charity. And I was like, I'll take CTE for a fucking for a charity. Like, no problem. Fucking
that's
hell.
That's going to be a good fight, like...
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's not just an assault.
Can I pay him to take a dive? Listen, boy.
You might have taken a dive against Paddy, didn't
he? Say nothing.
Say nothing. Jesus Christ. No, but I don't know. Like, I'm fucking... I obviously started boxing a wee bit, and then... But of course, these trainers are like... You know, like, he's customado, like fucking Tyson's coach. Like, they're immediately, you think it's a charity fight, but as soon as that bell rings, it won't be a fucking charity fight. And there'll be nothing charity about it. No, so we're going to teach you how to really. And then he, like, kills me with conditioning. And I'm like, it's not till June, like, you know what I mean? Like, can we not just, you know, ding the pads and this guy's
back
fucking.
Rocky music on and
this guy's fucking, they're killing me every single goddamn week.
Is Ulster Hall again as well?
I think so.
Lethal.
There was talk of the SSE, but I don't think, you know, you obviously want the ring to be in the middle, don't you? Like, if you're going to do a boxing match,
yeah,
you don't want that, like, one-sided thing.
Yeah.
Just looking down.
The rumble in the jungle?
Rumble in the jungle, yeah.
The strip animal.
You barely walk from the changing room to the fucking stage. I mean, like, God, I'm freezing in here.
In here?
No. You've done the SSE cold out the back?
Fucking freezing.
It's hard to manage. You'd be standing there like snot running out your nose and all, and then you walk out and it's boiling. You know,
yeah,
like,
it's really, really fucking weird. But I love Jerry being and like there's when the heat starts to come in, there's a fog and it just rises. Like every time you go out, it's just going up a bit. And as you know, it's getting warm. You can literally see this kind of weird fucking mist lifting.
Now, Michal, the sound man from in here, has told me that affects even like laughter. See if the ice is down and then they've covered it. And then you can see where that fog sort of doesn't like fall right to the floor or whatever. Right. He's like, that happens with laughter as well. And I was like, I'll blame it on that. When I come off and be like, geez, what about the temperature in there, man? After I fucking died in my home.
Oh, yes, no problem. Do we sound check here? Sorry, 2 seconds.
No more.
Do you have an entrance tune for the boxing pick?
I thought about it.
The Daft Punk, have you expect them?
Wow. Wow.
I don't know, because you know the way like people walk into like Sweet Caroline just to get the crowd going?
Yeah.
I was thinking, you know, because you're thinking all like, you know, do you want to go real gangster with it? And,
yeah.
Or like Songs for the Dead or fucking Mobb Deep or something, like something real badass, and then get your fuck kicked in. So yeah, I was like, I don't know. But then I thought, because I'm a big White Stripes fan, I was like, I'll just do Seven Nation Army, because that's a bit of a
pumper. Yeah,
it's a crowd pleaser.
Even the dance remix of it, there's like a dance one.
The bootleg version.
Yeah, where it just gets right to the riff.
Straight in, no butter.
Straight in, no lure pack. What movie is that? There's like a fucking... What do you call that fucking guy who does Godfather? Marlon Brando. There's like a Brando movie where he puts butter on someone's...
Last Tango in Paris?
Yeah, yeah.
Which sounds like a nice film.
Very French to put butter up your hole, isn't it?
He's like, get the butter. And like, I don't think the girl, the actress, like knew that they were going to do that. Like Marlon Brando and the director had spoke about it beforehand.
Fuck's sake.
And like, do you know what I mean? So fucking...
Did they speak about the... The butter or the scene?
I think that line might have been improvised, but like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Like, is it like she, you know, you'd like to think she was about to be sexually assaulted with butter before the scene?
Yeah. Well.
Do you know what I mean? Or was she just like, oh, I thought we were just chatting in this scene? Next minute she's bent over, but Carrie made up her crack.
Go get the flora.
Go get the flora.
I can't believe it's not butter.
I know, you get the butter. It's like, I don't have it. I just have flora. It's hard, healthy.
It's too expensive now. Like, it's butter's for
the price of butter. Of crisp and dry there with that thing. Crisp and dry might work.
Fuck's sake. Gone to my granny's years ago, like for chips and all, and just put like a full thing of fucking lard on the chip pan and be like, fucking, does she wonder something?
Apparently, lard is better.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently, it's. Shout out to the internet for me learning useless facts. Apparently, it like doesn't penetrate. It doesn't penetrate as much. It kind of just like fries the outside.
You should go get the lard.
Go get the lard, you dirty bitch.
One last tango in Lisbon.
And butter's stinking too. Like, I wasn't really that involved with it till I had a child. And then you're butter and everything, and there's butter everywhere, and he smells like butter. And it does kind of go cheesy after a minute.
Yeah.
So,
have you seen that, Begley? Last Tango in Paris? Marlon Brando, I think, puts butter up someone's ass as a lubricant. Taste it. So French.
I choose the moments that come in, don't I? Butter up someone's hole.
Butter up the hole.
Dremora.
Oh, God.
He was apparently a mentalist. Like, when he was on a diet, apparently he would ring Jack Nicholson and his wife would keep him on a diet, and he would ring Jack Nicholson to drive around the side of his house and throw cheeseburgers over the wall.
That's so a friend there, isn't it? Yeah.
Here's jelly.
Just fucking throwing a Big Mac through the window.
Or like David Lynch would call his house and he'd like show up and answer the door in a full dress with makeup done and be like, well, mucker, and act like nothing had changed.
I hate when actors act weird.
Oh, what is the boy now, Barry Keoghan? He's fucking lost the head. Like,
I even seen that Vogue post where... You know, they've just got him, he's just like holding his dick and balls with his arse out. You're like, put some clothes on.
So you seem like a nice guy, but he's taking the piss now. Like,
yeah.
It's like,
he's
always wearing a vest.
Yeah.
He loves vests. Like,
he's a strange looking man now. I'll give him that.
That's what I would say. He's unorthodoxly handsome.
He's like an English bull terrier was a human. You know, he's got a like, just funny sort of face. Do you see Saltburn, Paddy, did you?
No, I'm fucking...
You're not allowed to watch anything.
I'm like, look, I know you didn't want to watch Sal, but there's a guy who books a grave here. Like, it's art. It was all improvised.
The part where he drinks the bathwater, my dad went, fuck sick, I thought they were just mates.
See, that ruined?
This is why you need to fucking watch it, because all the memes and references, and I'm just like, but you can get it now. And it's one of those things that, see if something gets too big too quick, you kind of be put off with it, and you're like, nah, it's not for me. Everybody, it's already been done, kind of thing. You know, you just feel like I've missed it.
Yeah, it was like the.
It's not a bad film, like, you know, there's like two or three insane bits in it, but that's it. Like the rest of it's pretty decent. Like, you know what I mean?
It's like one of the ones as well because it came out of Christmas. I think that's why everyone was on the hype train for it.
Yeah,
like Making a Murderer came out of Christmas, and then everyone jumped on that. And
there's something about that. I was talking to somebody, and they were saying, like a producer saying, if you can land something on TV in that period, sort of just after Christmas and up till the end of January, because nobody's any fucking money to do anything, if you can get something on TV then, it goes huge. And then when you think back over the years, a lot of the biggest things in TV and film and all them kind of, you know, streaming films that come out kind of drop around then.
Like even Ken's, the other one on BBC iPlayer now, has exploded.
In the gooch of Christmas. Ken, yeah.
Yeah, I started watching that a really, bit. Really, really yeah. good. Like, I heard you talk about Yellowstone.
Uh-huh.
I got my man and dad for Christmas to box set because I really want to watch it. And I was like, you need to check this
out. Still box sets?
They like go. They go away to Donegal on the Wi-Fi and they watch the box sets so they concentrate on it.
Yeah, you have to. You're back up the sticks up there.
Yeah, nice. No signal at all. Like
in between the shagging.
I had to rock in the caravan. When we used to go up to the caravan, I would have to plan ahead, you know, to kind of download some films. And I downloaded one of the Planet of the Apes ones, and I was like, "We're sorted. I've checked it, and it isn't. It isn't like, you know, one of the ones the camera, you know, in the cinema. And there's people getting up and going, I hate them, right? Yeah, but it was like, wife, no, this is a good version of Planet of the Apes. We were watching, it was about sort of 45 minutes to an hour, and then I was like, this is fucking shit. And I was like, turn this off. And then I saw it like on TV a good while later, and there were supposed to be subtitles for when the apes were talking. But I hadn't downloaded the subtitles file. So I was just going, what the fuck? Are we supposed to know what they're saying? And you couldn't even check like on Wi-Fi, you know, there was no signal to check, shoot this, have fucking subtitles. So I was trying to work out what the fucking Caesar was saying, though. I could hear speaking nightmare. By the end of it.
The print off the script before you go.
Watching an Attenborough documentary.
Just
reading their body language. Andy Serkis isn't that good, like, that you can fucking tell what he means.
How many fucking Planet of the Apes do they need, like?
There's another one coming out this summer. Backstab. War of the Planet of the Apes or something.
It looks good. Look.
Apes do more stuff. They should have Planet of the Apes, you know, just regular sitcom. You know what I mean? Planet of the Apes, the suburbs.
Planet of the Apes, and they've just, spin-offs.
Yeah, they've just moved into a house. Talking all ape, you know, about the neighbours. Trimming their heads or something. Some fucking bullshit.
Speaking sign language like the apes when they're fucking getting slobbered about it.
I do like watching the old video of an ape throwing its shite with absolute laser accuracy.
Oh, aye. Yeah,
how do they pull that off? Like,
they'd be lethal in the riots, wouldn't they? Like, you brought out a chimp to a fucking riot, they'd be special it off.
That would be unbelievable. That's the next move.
That was
some hood with a fucking chimp on a lead.
Did you ever see the picture of Banjo the elephant at the riot? Do you ever see that there's a picture from the 70s of an elephant at a riot in Belfast? It's faked, but it's really well done, Photoshop. It's one of my mates, Michael, did it. And they put it out on purpose to kind of try and dupe people. And there's people now genuinely think that there was a riot brought to, you know, this, you know, in West Belfast, an elephant brought to a riot. But one of the things he did was he put Noam Chomsky in it as well. So the people are drawn to looking at the elephant, but they've totally missed the fact that Noam Chomsky's at a rat and fucking Paul Murphy.
That photo will be up in some
Noam Chomsky bar. Could be on the elephant and I still wouldn't know who the fuck what he looks like. I'm going to have to Google him right now.
He's really smart, but he talks so slowly. I'm like, right, let's get to the point, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's...
I got you wrote this down, Noam.
It's become like a meme, and they've been interviewed and stuff about it. Like, his mate, I think he made it with his mate, Seamus O'Reilly. You know the writer who wrote the book, about his mad dying when he, and it led to that thing where Tommy Bo said, you know, he says his 10 siblings died, and he goes, 10 siblings? And he just, the woman's reading out, she says, our next author wrote a book about how he and his 10 siblings, and he went, 10 siblings? She went, coped with the loss of their mother at a young age. He went, whoa. He totally and
the
it.
What show was that? The morning show?
Yeah, the morning show. Right, like the Irish friend. But that was his mate wrote the book.
And
Ten siblings.
So he pulls it back and goes, oh.
Here, I've never seen knickers drop. Like, we were on the Lisburn Road and Tommy Bo was still playing a bit and he came out of the hospital in the fucking Knights
Kingsbridge. Yeah.
And, came across the road into the coffee shop and the crutches, and I mean like deafening silence in this coffee shop. There was that.
Oh my god!
Like fucking.
I want 10 siblings.
I got him a cracker though because I went down to that show. It's on Virgin One, and I was going down on it. It was promoting doing down there, and on the way down, I was like, you know, they kind of usually talk to you beforehand about a couple of things want to chat to you about. And it says, we'll chat to you about, you know, supporting Mickey Flanagan. And I was like, yeah, no problem. So I had an idea. If they asked about it, I'm going to say this. So I says to him, you know, he says, what was it like supporting Mickey Flanagan? I was like, yeah, it was brilliant. They did the Cardiff Arena with him. He said, what's it like, you know, doing your stuff in Cardiff? And they always ask you, does it go down well, like outside of, you know? And like, yeah, you have to tailor it. I says, but I deliberately kind of played to the crowd. I dropped in the name of the longest town in the world. He said, you can't say it. And I was like, yeah, Clamford, Bequingeth, Gogetta, Quinn, Gobet, Lant, the Silio, Gogogog. And he went, wow. And they're like, yay. And I says, now that's 19 syllables long. And the next nearest town that's as long as that is 10 syllables shorter. And he went, 10 syllables. I went, 10 syllables. And he didn't realize that he'd been gotten. His co-host was killed herself. And he genuinely didn't get it. And then he realized about halfway through, 10 syllables. Yeah.
That's class.
Big silly bastard. Big sexy silly bitch.
Oh, fuck, call him the was it the Monaghan himbo?
Yeah,
it's pure himbo. Like,
yeah. What's a himbo? Like a hillbilly?
Like a male
bimbo?
Male bimbo. Apparently, I've seen somebody called like the Monaghan himbo. It's like that's a good name. Like
himbo.
He's another one of those boys. Like I watched that documentary about Andrew Trimble, and there's all these like Ulster players who are like, am I allowed to call myself Irish? Even though they played for Ireland. Yeah. I wasn't seeing that documentary I watched. Have you ever seen any of those like alternative flags that they had back in the day?
For the rugby team?
Just to try. No, they were trying to. It was almost like at some point they were trying to do like an inclusive
flag
for like all of Ireland. Some of them were mental. Like.
So they had the song first, Ireland's Call, and they like went, now we need a flag to match the song.
I mean, one of them was looked like he did it in a panic, you know, before the meeting, where it was like, just take that tricolour and put the fucking red hand in the bang in the middle of it.
One of those people go, I do a bit of graphic design.
And the guy was like, oh, they didn't use this in the end. And I was like, I did the math.
It sounds like one of those tasks they give you in school. Okay, today we're going to try and design an All-Ireland flag, and the winners get chosen for the fucking, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Just fucking draw a red hand in the middle of a tricolour. Yeah. There you go, miss. This one finish with an hour still to go.
It's got a toaster in the cupboard. On a green flag.
And 10 siblings all around the flag.
I put the toaster in the orange to represent Protestantism.
And did that come out of? I know it's Derry Girls, but I'd never heard that before in my life. Is that a real thing?
There was that toaster Aaron Simpson's page, and that dominated the memes for ages, like, on it. And then that became quite a melting.
I would have
page.
Thought toaster in a cupboard was kind of just like a bit more well off.
Yeah, yeah, like, that's what I would. Maybe that's what it is then.
A bit more well off.
My English flatmate done it, and I was like, oh, Protestant. He was like, what the fuck are you talking about? Yeah. Yeah, this is completely alien to him. Like,
I'd be like, I don't want to have to clean in the cupboard and outside the cupboard. Yeah. It's like, fuck, I'll just leave it there.
My mum would say that about if once you tidied the house, she'd go, that's a bit more Protestant now. Yeah. You know, that was
yeah.
Yeah. Because just like a bit better, you know, a bit more, just a bit fucking tidier and got your shit together.
You treat this place like a hotel. I get a lot, which is
I mean, I grew up around some scumbag prods, like, toasting their bread with lighters, like, fucking scumbags. Like.
That's a bit more Protestant now. That's the other way for you. Things get fucked up.
Maybe that's like, that's a bit more loyalist now.
Different levels.
Put the fag out in the back of a staffie.
You were telling me an Oma, but the gaff where you could drink it, and the man would tell the problems.
Oh, why? Yeah, there was always this, and they were like the richest ones. It wasn't even like our little housing estate. There was like you went up around the back of it and up a very steep hill to like four, for no reason at all, very nice houses. You had to like swerve the whole place and then go up behind it. And they had a bit of money about them, and they had a big fridge full of like, I remember it, like it was yesterday. Wee small tins of Budweiser. Which still, if I got my hands on those now, it'd be all nostalgic. You get all like 14-year-old drunk again. But yeah, the ma, I think it was one of those houses where the ma was like, you drink away, because I'll be certainly drinking. And I have been since 12 o'clock. Yeah, and she'd just, you know, just like not speak to anyone all day, and then get a few drinks in her, and she'd come out and smoke at the door and be like, you're having a nice time and all that.
Pay for the party.
I have a wild bad inverted nipple there. And I had to go and get Botox in it to make it stick out. No, and we're just sitting there like, all right.
Trying to join the party.
He's having a laugh. Let me bring it right down. I have a cyst there. Although the nipple was true. And then, of course, all the boys sitting around just being like,
come and see it.
Don't believe it.
Did you get it out? I don't mean did it pop out. You know?
I
mean,
I think the procedure was successful, you know, but they had to take her word for it. Like,
she says it'll kick in soon. You're sitting there, all you hear is You go, oh, you go. That's her now.
She can open a can of Budweiser with.
Party trick. Here, let me get that for you. It's all right, it's a screw top.
Now I'm thinking, could you just get it in your dick and it's just rock hard all the time? I would get Botox in the bag and just have it completely fucking smooth, just completely shiny.
Like a crystal ball. Tell the future.
The golden apple, will I get my hooking light?
One of those wee kids though, you squeeze it and its eye like bulges out. Like that, like pink and shiny.
Oh, do you remember alien babies as well? And they said if you put two of them together, they would have a child.
Yeah, remember those? Like,
that was fucking weird times.
Most weird times. Remember that like pole thing that like, whenever you like moved a certain way, it would be like,
They were really passing off some shite for toys like back in the day.
Do you remember Jibba Jabba's? Your head went fucking, and like you got about 1 minute's worth of joy out of that, and then it's like, fuck, I'd
shit in the bed.
Put your head away at
Nickelodeon Gack. Do you remember that? Yeah. It was just a pot of shite.
Mr. T, no.
I got the.
Did he?
Jibba Jabba's.
Oh, is it the
head? We just broke into two podcasts now.
choose your own podcast.
Yeah, just take one out. Do you remember Gack? There's some shit I bought recently. I bought a water bag. No. I will eat it if necessary. The food in here is ludicrous.
The rings are on here.
I got like what was it, the Scooby chicken burger? And the guy goes, do you want double meat? And I went, aye. You know, thinking, aye, sure, fucking. And it was literally like two enormous chicken breasts fried, stacked on top of it. It was about that size.
See them burgers, but you can't actually eat them. You have to cut them apart, like.
Yeah, that annoys me. No one had to put a big knife through it to hold it together. Yeah. It's failed as a burger.
Yeah.
Somewhere I've seen them go, today's special is peanut butter and jelly on the burger. I'm like, I'm all right. Just a shit up burger, like.
Elvis spec.
Yeah.
And do you know who would be all over that? Aaron McCann.
Oh, yeah.
he gets the fucking maxed out version of everything, no matter where you go.
You want to go large? Yes.
So the famous story, I've talked about this on the Bomb Squad, but like, we were in Edinburgh at that Bread Meets Bread or whatever the fuck it's called. And the chips had, he finished it. Like, by the way, like, when he starts eating, he's fucking dead behind the eyes. As soon as it hits the table, he's just like,
yeah, it's like crying.
And you could set fire to him and he would just sit there. And he got the end of it. He just like hoovered the food. I'm still eating. And he's like, and he sat back and he was like, they're the best fries I've ever had. And I was like, I bet they were. Because there was garlic mayo, parmesan, bacon bits, and something else on it. I was like, of course they're fucking nice.
Fucking full three-course meal. Yeah,
dip my balls in that and you'd still eat it. That would be nice. They're the nicest chips I've ever had with 9 toppings.
Botox balls of parmesan.
Is it bollock cheese or normal parmesan?
My dad used to eat like that. He ate like a fucking dog. You know, whenever my granny had a dog. And it was really placid, but I went up to pet it one time when it was eating, and it near bit my hand off. Like, oh, never approach a dog when it's eating. And it's like, it comes from back in the wild, you know, they're still kind of animals. And then my dad was sitting, well, then he's eating, and his jaw was clicking, actually clicking, like he was dislocating his jaw. And my sister went, see, you're... he literally barked at her, oh, you fucking let me in. Mom was like, never talk to your dad when he's eating. It's just like the fucking dog.
He was born in the wild.
Don't touch him. It is primal, though. I think it does come from, you know, you used to have to eat like really quickly because if you didn't, some fucker will take your food. So I think it does actually have like a primal thing that's why you want to eat quick.
I think it kicks in a bit if you're from like a big family. Yeah, like McCann's the youngest of fucking 7 or something, or 5 or 7, I don't know. But yeah, it must be the same thing. You just fucking shovel it into your face. See the jaw clicking? I left home.
Oh no,
I can't.
Right side, if you were sitting to the right side and you got it.
I can't deal with that. Even if I ordered food here, with you sitting here, I'd like put music on or something. I was like, I don't want you to hear me eating.
Yeah.
And then if I heard anyone else making any weird noises, I'd be like, well, just quietly leave here before I fucking commit murder.
I hate that. I hate trying to be social while eating because the thing that annoys me is when you're all talking and somebody's eating and they have a full mouth and they want to say something, they go,
pardon me.
And everybody's waiting on them and they're like, and you're like, fucking just speak or just wait. You know, I hate when they make, you know, I'm eating, but wait a sec, they tell them.
Yeah, I'd be like, just talk and spit it out while you're talking.
Talk with your mouth full.
I don't like when people just cover their mouth when they're eating either. What do you think I think is happening behind there? Like, there's going, just fucking eat. Or you'll get someone just gets a bit, like a half a bit of fucking, half a spoonful of coleslaw hanging off their cheek and they just keep eating and you're like, how do you not know?
Having to point it out as well is so awkward. Yeah. I can't look at you anymore.
Yeah, it's like, do you ever be talking to somebody and a bit of spit comes out and hits them? Like, I have to stop and say, sorry, I did that. I can't, like, just fucking style it out. I have to acknowledge. And I did. There was one time somebody did, and they were talking to me, and a bit of spit hit me on the cheek. They were talking to me that loud in a pub. And they were a good, like, 3 feet away. And I saw it, like, almost in slow motion. And I just about glanced the fucking side of it.
Slipped it. And bit of your time on it.
It was like a dry mouthy kind of had. You know, he'd been drinking a lot of beer and it was like a big harp globule.
The sea foam. Just spume,
isn't that what you call that shit?
What?
Spume?
Spume, I think you call it.
Oh, Christ.
I could be wrong here.
Sputum?
Is that what I call it? Spume? I'm pretty sure it is spume.
That's fucking... I'd help sputum?
I'm trying to work a bob in France, and I remember chatting to a girl when I had that beer and I went straight on her.
Taking in the local cuisine.
The French kebabs are the ones that come in the baguette, but it's all done, mate. It's unbelievable.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds great. Like,
I got a German one somewhere. Glasgow. got a German kebab in Glasgow.
Is that say monkey barlers a big, or is it them, like bratwurst and all? And
we deliver it, so I don't know where the fuck it came from. Guy could have been making it in the car. I just fucking got it anyway. It was lethal. But yeah, I can't stand the mouth noises. And then Maureen is so bad at, like, Maureen will, like, she's bad at me pointing something out. Like, if I was like, oh, your shoelace is undone, she'd be like, shut, fucking, just leave me alone. Or if she has something in her teeth or something, like, I'll be like, oh, you have a big green thing in your teeth. She'll be like, stop fucking, I'll sort it out myself. But then, you know, roles reversed, she's able to just stand there and be like, you look fucking retarded with what you're wearing today and double fat. And somehow extra bald, but and then you're like, you've got like mayonnaise in your cheek, and she's like, fucking, keep that to yourself, will you? Jesus Christ.
My personal fear is the snatter up the nose. If I come in and I see something, I go, oh no, how long has that fucking been there?
Oh yeah.
I did an interview with a big fucking, like a cornflake, you know, just kind of going with the breeze.
A kernel, you get up.
One of the burnt cornflakes too. Yeah. Bit of blood in that, fuck.
Was this you?
Yeah.
You had one?
No, it's happened a few times in the past. To the point now, whenever, if me and my wife are going in anywhere, like, and we're going to have to, like, be public facing, I'd be like, is that a bird? You know, look up in the sky, and she's looking, she goes, no, you're okay. But it's just like code. Is that a bird?
You say, fucking, is that? We need a
check up.
We need a mirror in the office for before podcast, because I've got, through a podcast, it's went online, and then I'll watch it, and then there's like something fucking stupid like that. Just half, yeah.
Send somebody to like post production to kind of like AI or CGI it out.
Put a Michael Jackson nose on you.
Yeah, it's for a laugh. I worked in a place in Derry when I graduated, and they did like they did stuff for Nat Geo. So, and they called it like edutainment. So it was like, you know, they were like reconstructing things from like World War II or Stonehenge or something, and we had to go on some of these shoots, and one of the guys was playing Hitler. Now the guy went full method, like, but the guy like he had like a mole or something on his face, and one of the jobs I had was any close up on the face, I had to like patch a bit of his skin and then like track it over the mole. So he's like, ah, fucking, you know, shouting and all. And then that's the thumbnail for the I had to just track it on to move it about. But we went to this shoot or whatever, and this cunt comes down after shooting all day, real Hitler tash, like. Like he'd shaved it and he'd left it, and they filled it in with like a wee pencil to thicken it a bit. And this cunt came down in like a fucking, like a denim shirt and, you know, like a jacket and all his hair. So I'm back at the breakfast, like, no, croissants and all this. Don't fill Hitler dash. He's like, can I get some orange juice, please? Thank you.
Quickly!
Yeah, you're like, CGI, if anything, CGI the tash.
Yeah.
You know, instead of walking around like Hitler at breakfast.
Wasn't it Henry Cavill or something had to have his tash CGI'd out for Superman or something?
Yeah, because he's in Mission Impossible. He's the bad guy in that. And then they refused to do it as well. They were like, nah.
And it looks shite, doesn't it? Like, or did they not release it?
There's one scene in particular where he's chatting to Batman. And you can just see, like, it just looks like a big pink blob on his face. They've covered it so bad. Like, it's like,
should have got Colin in, like, Who was that guy that did the Hitler's mole?
Bring me Geddes. The mole smuggler.
The Hitler actor comes with you.
Some of the jobs I did in that fucking place, like, there was... Because they'd edit something and then go, right, this clip, which might be like fucking 2.8 seconds long, needs something done to it. And they'd send me this 2.8 second, like this wee tiny clip, and you bring it into After Effects and they're like, yeah, we'd just love to... We'd love to take this, like a knight on a horse, a real horse, in front of a green screen, and they keyed it out, and it didn't quite work on the tail because it's hair flopping all over the place. And the guy was like, could you just, like, rotoscope that? Like, just go frame by frame and just move this fucking mask over the... Look at his face. He knows what I'm talking about.
You're and getting the sweats.
And I moved it on every frame, feathered, so it looked like real hair. On to the next one. It actually took me 2 work weeks.
Wow.
Straight. Jeez. And they just didn't use it.
Oh, fuck. Is it one of those ones then, but when you hit, you have to keep going back to see, does it look real?
Yeah.
You know, every time, keep checking your work.
Oh, here, it looked real with nothing done to it. Because it was so short, it just went, there's a horse. Like, no one's going like, the feathering around the ass is quite fucking perfect. It just fucking happened in like 2 seconds, and I'm sitting there fucking breaking my back every goddamn day. And they didn't even use it, sons of bitches.
But the AI videos now is going to kind of...
Are they scary, like?
Going to do away with a shitload of jobs because they're fucking... They look really real. I've seen... Obviously, it's been... So we might have talked about it already, but it's just fucking scary that it is just going to, like, do away with loads of jobs and you can make anything. And then... did you see Will Smith put out the video? Last year, everybody was going, oh, did you see the AI video of Will Smith eating, like, spaghetti?
Yeah.
And it looked like trash, but... You know, AI did it, so it was scary.
Yeah. It looked like a painting. It looked like an animation.
It was like fucking like a trip, like an acid trip. And then he actually did one then, taking the piss out of it recently. And I was like, maybe that's how AI works. It ends up, we're now fucking working for AI. Somebody put that prompt in and the actual Will Smith eventually did it. Do you know what I mean? Never mind fucking letting AI do it. He ended up making the fucking same video. You know, because there's a whole trend now with all of the, you know, the shit video being compared to what they can make now, you know.
That freaks you out as well.
It's
like.
Freaky.
It's like you could make like what would Lord of the Rings look like if it was made in the 60s on AI, and I'll show you like screenshots of it now.
Jesus Christ.
There's a big thing on
the
Facebook.
Only thing I've seen is just like, you know, like internet celebrities fingering themselves. And they have to come out and be like, this is not real, by the way.
Now if it does get leaked, you just go, oh, sure, it's fucking AI.
Yeah, right enough.
Would they have done you though, bro? Like, to be honest. There's nobody in fucking Sorrow going, here, let's get Paddy Raff having a wank and fucking Shaftesbury Square.
Barry Keoghan.
Fucking AI.
With no improvements whatsoever. If I was prompting it a bit, I'd be like, Colin Garris having a wank. Throw in a six pack.
But you know what it is as well? That's what I thought as well. See the Devnish videos? Why did the girls just, that's AI, so it is. Just ignore it. That's that fucking Sora. Sounds like a new fucking faction of the Ra. That's Sora.
How did we do 50 minutes of talking there and not mention the Devnish?
Yeah, right enough.
All the kids, I work in a school and all the kids kick on me like, sir, were you playing the night, the Devnish?
The first thing as soon as I seen that, I was like, in 14 hours time there'll be like someone in there at a christening going, these sprites aren't cooked or something. You know what I mean? Like, the things that are in and out of that building, you know, just like it'll just be forgotten about immediately probably.
I'm glad they didn't address it at all. The bar, their next post was, it's the pub quiz tonight.
They've said nothing about it, they've just fucking plowed on. You're like, fair play. But all the comments under the thing about the quiz is all fucking, what's the prizes and all, you know.
Dictionary.
But like, whenever shit like that happens, it's like, how long is the shelf life? Because I did the song last night, and it's like, in a week's time, that might be completely beat out. So it's like, you gotta just fucking do
that's,
it.
That's
and then,
all you do nowadays is just wait a week. You just wait a week, and it's like fucking gone.
Yeah.
I seen them, and I was like, you know, fair enough. Whatever you want to do. Yeah. But then, you know, like, because people are obviously like sending me everything, like, talk about this in the podcast. You and McCann talk about this. So I was getting like screenshots from people that worked there texting their mate, and they were sending me screenshots of, like, you know, someone was like, I was fucking mad. By the end, it was like an orgy, everyone's sucking dick. And then one of them was like, even fellas sucking dick.
You guys have seen that? That's quite crazy. They were straight. They're just that impressed.
They've just never seen a big cat before.
She was being passed around like a joint.
That's right, The voice messages are the best, you know. And then you see, you know what's bad? Like, if you're one of the girls, you wake up and you go, oh, geez, it's been forwarded on WhatsApp. And you have to break it to them and go, has it been forwarded many times? times and it says forwarded yeah. many times. I go, oh no, it's been forwarded many times. That's when you know it's gone fucking like apeshit crazy.
Yeah. I just, I have no problem with it. You know, anyone that's like outraged is probably like a woman going like, that's a disgrace. And you're like raging, you weren't there. Or, yeah, or a fella being like, that's a fucking disgrace. And then they're like, it would be nice to just, you know, have your cock sucked 300 times.
That's what I said last night in this set was that, I think the main thing behind it is the fellas are just fucking annoyed that they had to spend 750 quid and take 3 days off work to go to Magaluf for the same shit. Yeah. And girls are getting it for a yeah. tenner in the day. Do you know what I mean? It's, they're annoyed at the convenience of it all.
I'm just confused about, like, you know, the legalities. Is that the right word? You know, when yeah. you're just like, can I just get three mates and rent us out and we just come in to a party, flap your dick about, and everyone sucks it in a bar? Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you got your dick sucked in a bar in the Devonish on yeah. any other day, is that all right?
I think when it's
or booked, has there to be 14 guys?
Yeah, I think when it's booked entertainment, I think that is what the, you know, the, why it's headline worthy is because I think you can do it in like England and Scotland, shit like that. But over here, like, you don't have strip clubs here. You can't, yeah. you know, and that's why fucking Liverpool and all that shit coming down with them. But you're just not allowed that here. But then maybe there's a fucking loophole. Maybe you can book something private like that.
If it really got out of hand, like, which apparently it did, but like, do you know what I mean? You're sort of like, what's the like decency laws or something? Where you're like, okay, there's like 14 girls sucking cocks on a stage here. Is that? Oh, by the way, you know, if it's like female strippers or whatever and dudes, the number one rule is don't fucking touch them at all.
Yeah.
And then when it's fellas, they're just like, fucking yeah. Jesus. Like, you wouldn't take a chubba chub out of your mouth. They're like, get that, Daniel.
There's the guy as well, Nolan interviewed, the guy who runs it. Looks, it's an acrobatic show.
There's one photo that just this girl, like, she's sort of like squatted down and there's just like a guy resting his dick
on her shoulder.
But she's delighted, like, yeah. you know, she's just like,
oh, my birthday's coming once.
What a day!
Holding it like she's caught a salmon. Yeah.
Smells like salmon.
But yeah, you wonder like the legalities of it and like, is there a threshold of how many cocks have to be on show? You know, yeah. There has to be 14. Once it's over 13, you know, it's all fine.
Yeah, you got a plain clothes cocksman in there. But one of the wee clickers that you have at the door. They've kept it under the quota of 15 cocks.
One out, one in. You know?
At what stage, like, right, time to do the helicopter? It's not putting the song.
I'd be there like, COVID is over.
Yeah, fucking remember the intense.
You wouldn't want to be like, you know, one of those, you know, if you were like 20th in line after like some gay fella's giving him a hand job, someone's auntie sucked it, you know, onto the next one, fucking whatever, and you're at the end of the line with a sanitizer, just like, oh,
well, we've come this far, we may as well go for it.
Yeah, but all like, you get is like a fucking coal sore from fucking Patricia.
But the way I looked at it was like, people them were saying about, when you heard more about it, the guy that manages them said, it doesn't normally get like that. He says, it's normally one person on stage, we bring somebody on, it's all very controlled or whatever. And he says, like, they kind of stormed the stage. And from a comedian's perspective, you know when you have a town that you gig in, you go, oh, they're fucking wild there. I love the fact that they're going to go around every venue and they go, here, remember Belfast though? Remember that? You know, because you all remember a town. Remember that fella got up on stage in Port Glenone, you know, when it, for comedians? But they're like, remember all those girls got up on stage and started sucking us off and we ended up in the Nolan show, do you know what I mean?
Oh, no, they're going to have to keep it up now. You know, they're going to have to be like,
Monster message.
Yeah. Can we suck your dick? He's like, no, that was just Belfast. Things got out of hand. So please let me suck. Jesus. These guys fucking disheveled at the end of the month.
I go to the gym in there and it's like literally right above where it happened, like the floor above it. And I've been like twice this week and every time I get in, everybody's always going, well, they're like wanting you as a comedian. Yeah. They're like, you're in the Devonish now and you're a comedian. That happened. Like, and I'm fucking, you end up like trotting out all your best bits, you know.
There's a chat. Kieran texted me about a charity gig in a couple of weeks or something. And I was going to try and get like a hazmat suit. Just to come on stage, on. Yeah, just fucking like talk through the wheel.
Would you have the balls to just come out completely naked with a big prosthetic on?
The storm the stage again.
I'm raging. I bought. We did a live podcast, and I put a big order in it. What is it? I keep saying Mud Honey. That's about Love Honey, the website, and got McCarney this big fake black rubber ass. 300 quid. It was well worth it. But I bought a selection of dildos at the time. No, I thought it was like, I'm not doing two runs all the time. I'm not going to be regularly buying shit off
was
this website.
Like, did it cost that much that they're like, you could have a, you know, a 12-inch, you know, double header for free? If you
on the house.
They were sending me samples. Wee small dildos. Like, if you like the smell, I'll get you a big one. No, but fucking, I ordered one and it was just like a comically long, skinny, floppy cock. But and then I lost it on the night. Although I'll give it to McKegney and he might have taken it home. I don't know. I've never seen it again.
Vince McMahon recommends this one. Yeah.
That's good on my ass, lad. Oh, fuck. The Devonish. I hope no one was, you know.
No one was hurt.
Yeah, just, you know, random women getting into like some fucking Sunday World scandal overnight.
I've seen ones like clearing up the talk, because there's been some pictures that were circulated as if like, oh, they're spunking her hair,
yeah,
and all.
Yeah.
And I was like, there's no way that happened, right? Yeah. There's no way. I mean, the logistics of all that, like, I already worked out in my head, this is bullshit, but it doesn't stop people spread. And she had to come out and literally say it was fucking hand lotion, and you can see in a lot of the videos there is like hand lotion on, or lotion on the stage, you know, to fucking yeah. rub on them. So obviously that's what it was, but people are going, she got spunked in her.
I thought that too.
Yeah,
I was
like imagine having to come out and type that on Facebook, yeah. You know.
It's like, it's a step too far when a guy's jumping out from behind a fucking Maureen, jumping out from behind a pillar and spunking in your hair. Surely that's
right by spunking.
Yeah. Yeah, because maybe you were just there to watch.
Yeah.
Good timing, Maureen. Great timing. We'll wrap it up. Oh, good. I will wrap it up. Cheers, boys, for
Thank
jumping
you
in.
Thank
I'll
you.
Give his fucking half an hour to chill here before the kick. And send your invoices to laverysbar.com. That's it, folks, from this week's Casting Couch. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.